Joshua, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
So first off, how does this new wastewater drug analysis actually work?
Well, they're testing for chemical compounds, and they basically go through a number of methods, including some kind of filtration, as you would expect. Based on their analyses of these, they can come to estimates about doses. The usual measure they use is per 1,000 people. Now they consider, so this has been done sort of widely throughout Europe, and in Australia it's been done by academics in Queensland and South Australia for some time, and they consider that using this for things like monitoring and estimating drug use is more accurate than the traditional methods, which are basically self-reporting surveys. We have the analysis of sewage to try and give a more credible projection of numbers. So there's probably still a little bit of contention, but the researchers maintain that it is now the standard for checking rates of chemical compounds in the nation's waste.
And so what drugs were monitored or found in the analysis?
Well, what was interesting was what drugs weren't monitored.
Oh, good.
Now, of course, so for a long time, surveys there have been, like by the various criminal investigation authorities, including the Australian Crime Commission, and by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, have all pointed to cannabis being the most widely used illicit drug. So that wasn't tested in this analysis. So instead, what was tested was meth, and its slightly wicked cousin, amphetamine, cocaine, MDMA and MDA, and various other pharmaceutical drugs like oxycodone and fentanyl, and mephedrone, more recent kind of experimental illicit drugs, and tobacco and alcohol, the most widely used drugs.
Yes, I can imagine there would be a fair bit of that in the analysis. So how does Australia stack up in comparison to other countries?
Well, the big surprise, to me at least, was that they found that we're relatively moderate drinkers.
Oh, wow.
Bear in mind, this report covers alleged to cover a fair proportion of the population, over half the population, 58%. It found that our drinking at 1.4 average standard drinks per day per Australian is relatively low, and sort of in the order of lower Mediterranean drinking in Europe, which is supposed to be a little bit lower than like your more northern Scandinavian and East European countries. That was a surprise. But in terms of what they calculated as illegal stimulants, that includes meth, coke, ecstasy. That is where we appear to be close to world beaters. So we, by comparing similar analyses of wastewater in 17 other European countries, Australia came in second.
Oh, okay.
Only to Slovakia. So, So we're relatively big users of stimulants and relatively moderate drinkers, according to the survey.
That seems like it should be, I guess, turned on its head. That's quite a surprising result, I feel.
Indeed. So you might find more surprising results as they as they proceed through these surveys over the years, this is the first one that's supposed to establish a baseline of data to measure against. As I said before, it's supposed to represent the usage by a large proportion of the population, 58%. So, yeah, we will see. Now, of course, in the case of alcohol, you don't have to go to sewage to get an idea of consumption because it's legal and there is sales data. So I wonder if they'll be comparing what they find from toilets to what they find from Dan Murphy. But we'll see.
Definitely one to keep an eye on. Just before I do let you go, Josh, do you think that this new method of wastewater analysis will improve how drugs and drug usage is treated in Australia?
Well, it could improve the data that is given to authorities. There is something to the argument that self-reporting may not be... And also, you know, the scope of surveys used to date to estimate drug usage, may not be as accurate as checking what's coming out of the toilet. Will it improve the treatment of drugs? Well, it could help direct with more precision by location where things like treatment and rehabilitation services should be directed and funded. There's long been arguments from people in law enforcement that Australia needs to change its approach to drug abuse exploring, for example, decriminalisation. There's still no sign that that's anywhere on the radar from the federal government or state governments around Australia.
Well, Josh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.